Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. Utah Senator Mitt Romney has a new plan to study the impacts of smartphones in classrooms. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the story. Amy?
Maria, this is an issue that should sound familiar. Governor Spencer Cox has been extremely vocal about his concerns that smartphones in classrooms are hurting kids. Now, Senator Romney wants the National Centers for Education Statistics and Education Research to look at what policies are already in schools and then look at what impact smartphones in classrooms are having on kids' grades and mental health. Romney says the negative impacts of social media on the well-being of kids is becoming more and more evident. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
One social media site is being used by teenagers more than any other. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit reports.
You're probably thinking TikTok dominates the teenage demographic, but YouTube beats out the short video platform. This finding comes from a new Pew Research study, and in it, we learn roughly 9 out of 10 teenagers are on YouTube, with 16% saying they're constantly visiting the platform.
Overall, the number of teens who say they are almost constantly on the internet has doubled over the past decade. KSL's top national stories. Hunter Biden addressed reporters outside the Capitol this morning, reiterating that he is willing to answer legitimate questions from the House Oversight Committee, but only in a public hearing. ABC's Rachel Bade has more on why Republicans remain reluctant to open up today's expected proceedings.
Democrats did something similar during the Trump years. They had all their witnesses come in and testify privately. The argument that they gave back then and that some Republicans have given now is that they don't want people to sort of line up their stories. They want to question people behind closed doors so that they sort of get each person answering things in their own specific way instead of seeing how someone else answered it and then maybe trying to tailor their stories.
He did not show up to the closed-door subpoena ordered by House Republicans. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer of Kentucky pushed back on the president's accusations that Republicans are deliberately hiding the inquiry from the American public due to a lack of facts.
This is a normal process in an investigation. This has been a serious, credible, transparent investigation from day one. We've published 4 bank memorandums. We've had countless press conferences.
Some Republicans are claiming President Biden may have benefited from his son's connections with foreign business associates. Utah Congressman Blake Moore is defending the decision by the Republican leadership to take a vote today to formalize the impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Moore tells David Dujanovic that there are questions he wants to see answered dealing with the president's son Hunter and the investigation into his business dealings.
And we can show that the Department of Justice went easy on him. Like, the American people need to know that. If it takes an impeachment trial, if it takes an impeachment inquiry vote, like, I'm okay with that.
Moore says he's not surprised Hunter Biden defied a subpoena this morning and didn't attend a closed-door deposition. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. President Biden said Israel is beginning to lose international support over the way it's handling Gaza. He said that in a private campaign fundraiser this week. ABC's Mary Alice Park explains.
It is hard to criticize a friend, and it is a big deal to criticize a friend and an ally publicly as the president of the United States, and he knows that. President Biden knows what his words mean. My guess, my understanding from this is that he's been saying these sorts of things to Prime Minister Netanyahu for a long time, but he doesn't feel like the message is breaking through, or he's frustrated about the message not breaking through.
Now, this puts him at odds with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu publicly for the first time since the conflict began. President Biden met with several families of Israeli-American hostages to discuss ongoing negotiation progress and the status of their efforts to secure the 8 Americans still believed to be trapped in Gaza. John Dekel Chen, whose 35-year-old son went missing October 7th and is presumed to be one of those hostages, says he felt the families had a terrific meeting with the administration that reinforced their hopes in securing their loved ones' freedom.
Today's meeting with President Biden and then Secretary Blinken only reinforced that, and that they are willing and ready to do all that they possibly can by any number of means to get the hostages home.
Now, he called the meeting with the president a terrific conversation. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. The Federal Reserve has decided to keep the federal interest rate unchanged, foreseeing 3 rate cuts next year. We'll continue to follow the impacts of that coming up this afternoon on KSL News Radio. Time is running out for Congress to approve more aid to Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a plea to lawmakers this week, and the White House says that without additional funding, Russia could get the upper hand. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby telling Good Morning America the funds will run out by the end of the year, but also he says the negotiations are ongoing.
We will be announcing additional security assistance packages in coming days and weeks, but once we get to the end of the month, we won't have any more money to support Ukraine.
Republican lawmakers have been wary about approving additional funding without ties to funding for the border. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Well, good afternoon, Maria. How are you doing?
Hi, Len.
My voice is lower today. Yeah,
yeah,
how are you?
It's a lot lower today.
It's looking like there's a crash in Nephi, northbound I-15, 5 miles south of Nephi, but not too much slowing in there. I drive through there quite a bit, and that can be, as you're driving along, it's as you make that turn from Highway 28 getting onto I-15, you'll see that slowing develop there, but it's not too horrible right now. Also, northbound 15 in Davis County, sluggish on Legacy Construction Parkway there for construction for a short stretch in Centerville. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Len, try not to sneak up on me like that.
I will.
KSL quarters for Christmas time, 1206.
Reliability, steadiness, trusted voices.
I'll listen to KSL in the morning, and if I happen to be in my car and I'll notice it's close to top of the hour, then I'll go there to hear the news.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
I'm a big believer in investing into what the wealthiest people in the world invest into. But it's not easy to know exactly what that is, and it hasn't always been possible for regular folks like you and I. But that's changing. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and if you've done a good job acquiring some assets, now is the time to consider private equity. Private equity is ownership of private companies that aren't traded on the stock market and in most cases are very exclusive. Examples could include ownership of apartments or nursing homes, dental practices, solar farms, you name it. Why do so many billionaires invest into private equity? Because of historically low correlation to the stock market and historically higher returns. If you have a goal with your portfolio but aren't there yet, call Trajan Wealth today. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. May require accreditation.
Hi, this is Doug Wright with yet another great experiment you can try right there at home. I want you to take 4 bags of water softener salt. Lift 3 of the bags with one hand, good luck on that, and 1 bag with your other hand. Now, if you're like most people, you'll probably find that 3 bags of salt weigh about 3 times as much as 1 bag of salt. And that's an important thing to keep in mind when you're shopping for a water softener. You see, Kinetico of Utah, an authorized Kinetico dealer, their water softeners are so well designed, they use only 1 bag of salt for every 3 that other water softeners use. Now, I can't speak for you, but I'm not a fan of lower back pain, and as our little experiment has hopefully demonstrated, carrying that 1 bag of salt, it's a lot easier on your back than carrying 3. That's just one of the many reasons you should look into water softeners from Kinetico of Utah, an authorized Kinetico dealer. To learn more, call Kinetico of Utah, 801-576-8600, or go to softwaterutah.com.
Every 2 seconds, someone in Utah needs blood. Help save a life with ARUP, the sole provider to University and Huntsman Cancer Hospitals. 2 locations and donor perks. Visit utahblood.org.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News. Recapping our top story, Senator Mitt Romney is trying to help schools get a better understanding of the impact of smartphones in the classroom with 2 separate amendments. KSL News Time, 1208. A new building still under construction in Ogden is now set to be demolished. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly explains.
The 5-story building was deemed structurally deficient by inspectors in October. That's 6 months after a work stop order was issued because the lumber being used was found to be not fire resistant. Ogden Mayor Mike Caldwell tells KSL.com the partially built structure in the middle of historic 25th Street is now set for demolition.
Caldwell says a permit to take down the building has not yet been requested. Governor Spencer Cox says his Christmas wish list for Utah includes more affordable housing. In a virtual town hall held on social media, he says $30 million in his proposed budget is earmarked for deeply affordable housing for families who fall below 30% of the average median income.
Sadly, right now, there are only about 3 available units for every 100 households that are below that 30% AMI. The good news is many of those below 30% AMI are in households already, but we still still need more.
Other wish list items include one more winter with record snowfall and high-speed rail. The Salt Lake City Planning Commission is rebounding from a close call after a string of resignations. The team didn't have enough members to host a meeting this month. Andrea Gent was the latest to resign last month, saying the team lacks expertise. The required ninth member of the commission was appointed last night. The meeting will be held tonight. The Little Cottonwood Canyon Gondola Project now has three lawsuits against it. Salt Lake Tribune reports this latest legal challenge comes from nonprofit Save Our Canyons, which says the agencies behind the project gave the gondola unfair advantages in the consideration process. The group hopes to halt all progress while the agencies fix these alleged broken rules. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And let's check in with Len Thomas.
Well, Marie, in Davis County, that construction slowing you just a bit. That's where Northbound Legacy joins I-15. And Park City busy on Kearns Boulevard heading toward Maine from Treasure Mountain Junior High. Otherwise looking pretty darn nice out there. FedUp Kitchen is Utah's premier healthy meal prep service. Save time, money, and get results with our delicious meals made fresh daily. Right now, save 20% on your first order. Use promo code KSL at FedUpKitchen.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Low pressure core centered to our south and west. That brings in some canyon winds that should die off by this afternoon and evening. Highs in the low 40s with hazy sunshine. Overnight lows dipping off to near 27. Tomorrow's 44, mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Hazy sunshine, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's new news, holiday travel can be expensive, but one man got a free flight after sneaking onto a plane. That's coming up on KSL, streaming at home on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Give the best gift a jazz fan can get. Tickets to a jazz game. Or treat yourself with our holiday ticket packs. Getting a pack not only gets you to a game. With every ticket purchase, you can get $15 in jazz notes. For in-arena concessions on merch at the team store. Plus, each ticket comes with a ticket to a Salt Lake City Stars game. Get your tickets now by calling or texting 801-355-DUNK. Or by visiting UtahJazz.com. Happy holidays from the Utah Jazz.
Holiday Stories from Shane Company Customers.
I didn't have a clue what to get my wife for Christmas this year.
I have everything I need.
Then it came to me. At Shane Company, I could upgrade the diamond on her engagement ring.
Bigger and even more beautiful. I'll never say no to an upgrade.
As long as it isn't me.
Upgrade your Shane Company natural diamond center stone, studs, or pendant and only pay the difference from what you originally paid. 'Tis the season to shine. Shane Company. Fine jewelry since 1929.
If you have a water heater, I'm about to save you $100. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and a lot of people don't realize that water heaters need annual maintenance. You can do it yourself, or you can leave it to a plumber. And today, Wednesday, December 13th, Any Hour Services is having a surprise one-day sale for KSL listeners. Normally, we charge $149 to flush and service your water heater. But if you call today and mention this ad, we'll tune up your water heater for only $49. That's a $100 savings. Call Any Hour Services right now at 801-443-7400. Manufacturers say annual maintenance can help your water heater last longer, produce hot water faster, and our plumbers service all brands. 801-443-7400. If it's been over a year since you've had your water heater flushed and serviced, call Any Hour Services right now. While you're thinking about it, lock in this $100 savings and schedule your $49 water heater tune-up today. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Kidney cars, donate your car today. Tax write-off, hip, 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 hooray. Kidney cars, give your car away. Tax write-off, and you will save today.
The staff of the National Kidney Foundation of Utah would like to wish you a merry holiday season and remind you that it is better to give than receive, but not better than giving and receiving. For example, if you give your car to the Kidney Foundation, you may get a tax deduction. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS with a K. That's 1-800-TOWKARS. To donate your used car to the Kidney Foundation, call 1-800-TOW-CARS with a K. That's 1-800-TOW-KARS.
Kidney cars, that ain't your car today. Tax write-off, hip, 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 hooray!
Call 1-800-TOW-CARS with a K.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the only area prices are increasing right now is in housing. That's from economists who say we actually have deflation in most other categories. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, Utah Senator Mitt Romney has a new plan to study the impacts of smartphones in classrooms. Third, traffic and weather together, Len.
Looking like a good drive right now in your noon hour. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine with a little bit of haze today. Highs in the low 40s. I'm Matt Johnson.
Hazy sunshine, 45 degrees downtown. Now time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Supreme Court justices will hear arguments in a challenge to the Justice Department's January 6 cases. A decision could impact trials and sentences of defendants. ABC's Stephen Portnoy explains.
This case involves the charge of obstruction of an official proceeding, and the Justice Department has charged more than 300 rioters and Donald Trump with it because the riot upended the counting of electoral votes. The justices will now consider whether the charge has been correctly applied or whether the obstruction needs to be tied to a congressional investigation, as lawyers for some January 6th defendants have argued.
Hunter Biden speaking outside the Capitol before he was due to appear in a closed-door deposition with a House Oversight Committee group called the GOP House investigation illegitimate. Hunter says his father, President Biden, was not involved in any of his business dealings.
There's no evidence to support the allegations that my father was financially involved in my business, because it did not happen.
Today, House Republicans could also vote to formalize the impeachment inquiry into President Biden. As the Israel-Hamas war intensifies, calls are growing for another humanitarian ceasefire. The United Nations voting in favor yesterday of a resolution saying there is no safe place for trapped civilians to flee. The Federal Reserve deciding to keep interest rates unchanged. The board wrapped up its policy meeting today. Analysts predicted that move due to recent data showing inflation is cooling. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze says Americans, though, are still feeling the pinch.
Prices are still going up overall, but not at that fast pace that we saw earlier in the year. The November inflation report shows that there were gains for rent and food in the prices, but gas and clothing sharply declined. When you put it all together, the typical American household is spending about $200 more every month for the same goods and services as they were last year because of inflation.
The Fed chair will deliver remarks this hour. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. And as you just heard on ABC News, the Federal Reserve has decided to keep the federal interest rate unchanged. Zions Bank senior economist Robert Spendlove joins me live. Robert, this was expected, but how does this really impact those people who are still out there trying to buy a home?
Well, so the big news of this, so number one, yes, the Fed decided to keep the rates unchanged, but then they're messaging that they're prepared to cut rates more into next year. So previously they said they were going to cut rates one time in 2024. Now they're saying up to two times. So the Fed is starting to send this message that they're pivoting from higher rates and they're going to start lowering rates.
Well, markets definitely like what they heard. The Dow right now is up more than 200 points. Overall, what's happening with the Dow? Why are the markets responding in this way?
Well, this is a really good message. The big fear has been that the market, that the economy has been overheating. We've seen this really high inflation. We've seen prices continuing to go up. And just in the last week, we've started to see some of that inflation slowing. We're seeing some signs of prices dropping back again. And so what this shows is that the Fed is accomplishing their objective. They were trying to cool down price increases, and it's starting to have a good effect. So now they're saying, now we don't have to go as far. We can allow things to get back to normal again.
It's a great holiday message, isn't it?
Exactly.
Robert, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being with me today.
Thanks.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Zions Bank senior economist Robert Spendlove. KSL News Time, 12:19. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Len Thomas.
Looking at traffic flow, it's marvelous. If you're going up to Kimball Junction or the other way down the hill, no problems, as well as going out to the Great Salt Lake or into the town from the Great Salt Lake, and no time at all to get to the airport. In Utah County, the freeway is good, but University Parkway is the only sluggish spot it looks like right now, and that's heading either direction between pretty much BYU and UVU near the I-15. Join the Utah Symphony for the greatest classical hits from the 1700s to today. Tickets start at $21. Get yours today at utahsymphony.org. Glenn Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast is a slow and steady climb in the temperature department. We start at 43 today with hazy sunshine. For tomorrow, 44, mostly sunny. 45 by your Friday, mostly sunny with hazy skies. High pressure right overhead on Saturday. Partly cloudy, 46, and haze. Keeping that hazy blue-gray look to the sky on Sunday, mostly sunny, 46. We keep it in the upper 40s, but mostly cloudy skies Monday and Tuesday of next week, thanks to some storms trying to get into the California coast. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Hazy sunshine, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. As I said, markets responding positively to the news that the Federal Reserve is going to leave interest rates unchanged. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
When you crash your car, you get it fixed. When your computer crashes, you get a new one. But what will you do if you've been saving in a 401k or an IRA and the market crashes? If you're in your 30s or 40s, you'll be just fine. But if you're in or near retirement, you could be in trouble. Mike Stevens and his team at Capital Wealth Advisors are here to help. They can run a risk analysis to see if you're too heavily invested in the market. Don't let the ups and downs of Wall Street control you or your retirement dreams. Call 801-210-5500 today to schedule your risk analysis with Mike Stevens and the team at Capital Wealth Advisors. That's 801-210-5500. Crashes happen. Question is, are you ready? Capital Wealth Advisors, 801-210-5500. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor.
The holiday season is right around the corner, so give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a Steel. With powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws to place under the tree, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone. Save $20 on the BGA57 battery-powered blower. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. Now $179.99 was $199.99 MSRP. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties. Classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
When words come out of our mouths and everything sounds fine, no one bats an eye. But if things come out a little jumbled or letters sound different than most, there's speech therapy. But did you know that speech therapy is used for more than just stuttering or disfluency? From articulation to expressive and receptive language to a simple act of swallowing that most of us take for granted, speech therapy can do amazing things for you, your health, and of course your sense of self. That's why Summit Speech Therapy is here. Summit Speech Therapy works with people of all ages, from infants and toddlers who have a difficult time feeding or eating, TBI, stroke, or coma patients, to children and adults with speech problems. So much of it is all related, and Summit Speech Therapy can help. Summit works with all insurance companies as well as private pay options, and the experience can be life-changing. With clinics up and down the Wasatch Front, including Murray, with no long waiting for an appointment. For more, visit SummitSLP.com. That's SummitSLP.com.
Completely immerse yourself in University of Utah sports with the free Utah 360 app. Behind the scenes exclusives, local KSL coverage, game stats, and more. Download for free in the App Store or Google Play Store.
KSL News Time 1224. A small Wyoming town put on a special Christmas display recreating the little town of Bethlehem. KSL News Radio's Emma Kettington has more.
Members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Afton, Wyoming organized a huge recreation of Bethlehem to celebrate the Christmas season. Over 700 volunteers helped pull this off, and unlike the original Bethlehem Inn, there was room for everyone. Volunteer Lance Oviatt told KSL TV,
It doesn't matter what denomination, what church we happen to attend, we have that common belief in our Savior Jesus Christ.
The exhibit led people through the sleepy town, where they passed through an inn and stables stocked with real animals. The final leg of their journey took them to a quiet night sky with wise men and a manger. Emma Keddington, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:25, watching Utah's Money. Apple has a new security setting for iPhones. It's called the Stolen Device Protection setting. Now, the setting is set to prevent thieves from stealing valuable information like passwords, money, and other accounts. More people are applying for credit card limit increases this holiday season, and more are getting rejected. Experts say with high rates of inflation and interest, people have less emergency funds for buying presents. KSL Drives, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, is taking steps to get technology that prevents drunk driving put on all new cars. Now, what this technology will do is prevent drunk people from starting their cars through breath and touch-based sensors that detect alcohol. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow has jumped up 228 points. It sits at 36,816. Boy, it's close to setting a record for the day if it ends at that rate. The S&P 500 is up by 32, and the NASDAQ is up by 103 points. An Emmy-winning actor has died at the age of 61. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more.
Andre Brower is being remembered as one of the most versatile actors of his generation.
Is there a reason you're interrupting me mid-soup?
The star, best known for his role as the deadpan Captain Holt on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, died Monday after a short illness. The Chicago native attended Stanford and Juilliard before making his film debut in Glory alongside Denzel Washington. But it was in the 90s when he found his breakout role, Detective Frank Pembleton, Homicide, Life on the Streets.
Franz Rader is 2 hours dead, and she's offering to testify against our own...
His role winning him an Emmy. Andrew Dimbert, ABC News, New York.
A few things you should know about the KSL News Radio app. First, you get access to KSL's live stream any place you take your phone. Not to mention all of KSL's talk shows that you can podcast during the day. Third thing, you get breaking alerts for important stories.
We have you covered.
With one app.
At KSL News Radio.
If you have a water heater, I'm about to save you $100. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and a lot of people don't realize that water heaters need annual maintenance. You can do it yourself, or you can leave it to a plumber. And today, Wednesday, December 13th, Any Hour Services is having a surprise one-day sale for KSL listeners. Normally, we charge $149 to flush and service your water heater. But if you call today and mention this ad, we'll tune up your water heater for only $49. That's a $100 savings. Call Any Hour Services right now at 801-443-7400. Manufacturers say annual maintenance can help your water heater last longer, produce hot water faster, and our plumbers service all brands. 801-443-7400. If it's been over a year since you've had your water heater flushed and serviced, call Any Hour Services right now. While you're thinking about it, lock in this $100 savings and schedule your $49 water heater tune-up today. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Join KSL for a special Christmas movie show December 21st from 9 to noon at the Salt Lake NPS Store, 1600 Empire Road, npsstore.com. KSL News Time, 12:29. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And here's Lynn Thomas.
We're looking at a crash up on Highway 6, you know, Spanish Fork Canyon. It's west of Thai Fork Rest Area. If you go up there, you know where that is. Nice little rest area with the train through there. It's in Utah County, of course, causing slowing in either direction from Wheeler's Sawmill Canyon turnoff to near the Garrett Canyon turnoff. Enjoy Utah's beautiful snow and whole family fun with winter tubing at Soldier Hollow and Midway. Experience longer tubing lanes, shorter lines, and more fun. Block your session now at UtahOlympicLegacy.org. Glenn Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Low pressure centered over Las Vegas. That's bringing in some canyon winds along the Wasatch Front. Those should die off by this afternoon. Look for a high of 43 and mostly sunny skies. Overnight lows in the 20s. For tomorrow, 44 and mostly sunny. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
45 degrees right now in Salt Lake and Ogden. In Provo, 43. St. George, not much warmer, 48 degrees at this hour.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. The National Rugby League for Australia is coming to the USA, and they are in Salt Lake City today as part of their tour for the United States. They're running a training session at Brighton High School. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell has details for us. Hugo?
Maria, you call it rugby league. We call it the greatest game on earth, and it's coming to Vegas this March. Now, we don't wear helmets where I come from. We wear the hearts on our sleeves. The South Sydney Rabbitohs, Sydney Roosters, Manly Sea Eagles, and the Brisbane Broncos, who, if I had it my way, would get booed all the way back to the plane, have touched down in the US to promote the series. And if you want to get ahead of the action, head down to Brighton High School, where some legends of the game, like Stretch Graham, we'll be holding a training session for some of the local teams at 4:30 tonight. I will certainly be there. Reporting live, Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
With more than 10 years before Utah could host another Winter Olympics, the call is already going out for volunteers. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
International Olympic Committee bid leader Fraser Bullock says the public is already calling about volunteering. The Deseret News reports the bid committee's website is being updated so potential volunteers could sign up soon. The site will also allow people to work for free on other projects in preparation for the Games.
The legislature has earmarked more than $94 million to renovate venues used in 2002. A man is recovering after he crashed into the side of Mahogany Mountain. Sergeant Dallin Turner with Utah County Sheriff's Search and Rescue says it was a dangerous operation to get the victim down.
There was possible avalanche danger above our patient due to the snow and the steep terrain. Fairly quick, we were able to get the resources here that we needed to get him off the mountain.
A Life Flight helicopter equipped with a hoist was able to get the man off the mountain. He is expected to make a full recovery. A teen in Smithfield is recovering after going into cardiac arrest while weightlifting at Skyview High School. 16-year-old Dean Phillips was saved after his friends and a trainer rushed to his aid and used a defibrillator to restart his heart before he was flown to Primary Children's. Since then, Phillips' condition has improved and a GoFundMe has been set up to help his family with medical costs. KSL's top national stories. The UN General Assembly passed a resolution calling for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, but it's no guarantee that anything will happen.
9 Israeli soldiers, including a colonel, killed in a Hamas ambush in the Shajaya neighborhood of Gaza City. It's the deadliest incident in more than a month and shows Hamas is still putting up a fight in parts of northern Gaza despite the dominance of the Israeli army. In the south, combat raging in Khan Yunis. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant says IDF troops operating, quote, deep underground, a reference to Hamas's tunnel networks. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
1.8 million displaced Gazans are in desperate need of more aid, more food, water, and medicine. The war between Israel and Hamas has heightened tensions for commercial ships in the Red Sea. ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz says the U.S. has been taking action against the actions by an Iranian-backed militant group in Yemen.
These Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen have been targeting commercial ships and tankers in recent weeks, and overnight, two more missiles launched from Yemen toward a tanker just entering the Red Sea and heading toward the Suez Canal. Both missiles missed the tanker, but an American warship, the USS Mason, shot down a drone flying in the area during the incident.
Officials say no one was hurt in the attacks. Other national stories KSL is following. President Biden delivered brief remarks to the National Infrastructure Advisory Council today, praising the more than 40,000 projects taking place as a result of the administration's bipartisan infrastructure bill.
It's not just about building infrastructure. It's about building better infrastructure, stronger infrastructure. Infrastructure can withstand 21st century challenges from climate change to cyber attacks to natural disasters to foreign threats and so much more.
He says seeing the projects underway is hope for the future. His son Hunter Biden failed to show up to a closed-door subpoena in the impeachment inquiry against his father. Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland tells ABC's Selena Wang Biden didn't violate any terms of his subpoena, but he was willing to answer questions.
Hunter Biden has said, I will be there, I will answer every one of your relevant questions
as long as you want to offer me questions, I will answer them in front of the eyes of the world, but not in a closed-door backroom proceeding where they can rip his words out of context and leak them and then tell a false story.
House Republicans are claiming the president may have benefited from his son's connections with foreign business associates. There's been no concrete evidence uncovered to suggest this. First look traffic, let's check in with Len Thomas.
Are looking very good out there on the freeways. We make our way through the noon hour. Hope we'll hold on in the afternoon for a while. The only thing is that crash down there, the Thai Fork rest area on Highway 6, that is slowing things in either direction near that rest stop. It is time to let you know that it's time to look forward to Foothill Rug Gallery semi-annual sale with the biggest savings up to 70% off gorgeous designs and styles. Foothill Rug Gallery, 1460 South Foothill Drive. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL quarters for Christmas time, 1235.
Join us on the community's number one resource for news and fair, enlightening talk.
Listening to Dave and Debbie talk about the Israeli conflict was not one-sided. I really appreciate that.
Listen between 9 and noon each weekday on KSL News Radio.
At Easycater, we know ordering food for work isn't as easy as it seems.
Lunch meeting is set for Wednesday.
We need food for 27 people.
And it has to be on time.
Client is coming.
He's vegan.
Messy eater.
Wears
white shirts.
You getting this?
Okay, what do we need?
Gluten-free.
No more sandwiches.
Make sure there's enough.
Make sure the food is hot.
Client has a hard stop at 12:30. Make sure there's plenty of spoons, tomatoes, and potatoes. Stay under budget.
Allergic to potatoes.
More people. Lunch meeting? Just use Easycater. Food for work delivered on time as ordered with a huge variety. 100,000 restaurants, one platform. Order 24/7 at easycater.com.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. And it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Introducing Yes Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. We're bringing all of Utah's favorite HVAC, plumbing, and electrical brands under one roof. Get your home's electrical system running in peak condition by scheduling a $79 whole home electric inspection with the professionals at Yes Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric today. The electrical experts at Yes are ready to help identify unsafe conditions and possibly prevent expensive repairs in the future. Proudly serving Utah for more than 45 years. Call now or visit theyesmancan.com for details, terms, and conditions.
Lowe's knows how to save pros time and money. Right now, save over $40 on a Werner 6-foot stepladder. Was $115, now just $69.98. And there's more. Get up to 30% off select kitchen cabinet orders. Visit us in-store or online for more deals you can't beat. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 12/7 through 12/13 on item number 98148. While supplies last, minimum purchase and exclusions apply. See associate for details.
Positive mortgage news? Interest rates have dropped and trending down from 2023 yearly highs. Click loansbyrick.com. Purchase or cashback loans. Visit loansbyrick.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story. The National Rugby League is in Salt Lake City after traveling all the way from Australia. KSL News Time, 1238. Soldiers from Hill Air Force Base become the Santa Brigade, delivering Christmas presents to foster families across Utah. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera reports.
Those soldiers who do this on their own personal time will deliver 600 gifts to foster families in partnership with Utah Foster Care. I spoke with Crystal Ashton, who not that long ago was thankful the Santa Brigade stepped up for her four foster children.
To just know that my four little ones were receiving gifts that they wanted and would love, and it took that off of my plate and I could focus on other more important things that were going on, it was huge.
The Santa Brigade visits homes today from Draper to Logan. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The holiday travel season is upon us and airports are flooded with people, but investigators are trying to figure out how one man slipped through the cracks. ABC's Gio Benitez has that story.
Authorities trying to figure out how a man traveled from Europe to the U.S. without a passport, a visa, or even an airline ticket. Investigators still know very little about the man, but say they believe he's Russian and somehow boarded a Scandinavian Airlines flight last month from Copenhagen to Los Los Angeles International Airport. According to the federal criminal complaint, the flight crew noticed bizarre behavior during the flight. Quote, he wandered around the plane and kept changing his seat, asked for two meals, and attempted to eat the chocolate that belonged to the crew.
When the plane landed, he had Russian and Israeli IDs, but he did not have a passport, visa, or a ticket. Police have a man in custody who they say smashed the front doors of the Provo Temple of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Officers accused 30-year-old Weston Huff of taking a hammer to the glass doors before driving away from the scene. Highway Patrol officers used security pictures of his car and part of his license plate to find and arrest him. Police have not discovered a motive. KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And here's Len Thomas.
Well, Maria, this crash, US 6, west of Ty Fork Rest Area in Utah County. It's still being worked on in a beautiful pine canyon there on Highway 6. It'll be taking a little while to get that over. Beautiful day to go skiing. The roads looking great up at the ski areas near Ogden and Little and Big Cottonwood Canyons as well. Renew your smile with Grandpa's Dental. Grandpa's Dental offers cosmetic and routine dentistry. Visit grandpasdental.com for a location near you. That's grandpasdental.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hazy with sunshine today, 43 the high. Overnight lows will dip off to near 27, mostly clear. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 44. We bump up to 45 for your Friday, mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny but hazy in downtown Salt Lake City and 45 degrees. Coming up on Utah's New News, in the years between 2018 and 2022, over 100 Utahns died as a result of domestic violence. We'll take a look into this data in just a moment on KSL, streaming online at kslnewsradio.com. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Warm up your savings this winter with a dividend rate increase from UFirst. For a limited time, any UFirst certificate opened with new money qualifies for a 0.25 rate increase on top of the prevailing rate. You can open most certificates with as little as $500. Don't let your savings go cold. Start earning more dividends on the full balance of your certificate today. Visit a UFirst branch to open a new certificate with an automatic 0.25% rate increase. Learn more at ufirstcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates this weekend only. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Guys, does she need a little escape this year? Introducing Cozy Escape Pajamas from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts. These PJs are just the getaway she needs. So take that time off and plan a holiday staycation. Cozy Escape Pajamas make the perfect gift for your special someone who deserves a little rest and relaxation. Treat her to luxurious, next-level cozy signature soft fleece. They're as light as a dream and will keep her oh so warm, like snuggling in her favorite blanket. She'll love to cuddle in Cozy Escape PJs on those extra chilly nights. With Pajamagram, you can even add gift packaging. Order now for guaranteed delivery by Christmas. She's missed out on a lot of things she loves this year, so this Christmas, give her the escape she deserves. These new PJs are selling fast, so order today. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com to order Cozy Escape Pajamas. Pajamagram.com.
Tim and Amanda.
If this is the first time you've ever joined us, can we just say welcome, welcome? I hope you come back and see us again. Tim and I have been doing this for a long time, and we love what we do. But the best part of what we do always and will always be connecting with you.
How many times do we say people don't understand how much information and really love we get from that side of the radio?
Yes.
They thank us for giving it to them, but we get it back so many times.
Wake up with Utah's Morning News with Tim and Amanda, 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney wants to study how cell phones in classrooms are impacting kids' grades and mental health. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, the Federal Reserve has decided to keep federal interest rates unchanged for now. Third, traffic and weather together, Len.
We're looking at that crash on US 6 to High Fork Rest Area in Utah County. A little bit slowing in either direction there. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hazy sunshine with highs in the 40s. We go mid-40s tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
45 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Federal Reserve Board leaving interest rates unchanged for now. The Fed says inflation is cooling, but not enough yet to take future interest rate hikes off the table. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has more.
This was largely expected, this move by the Federal Reserve. It's the third straight time the Fed has left interest rates unchanged. As it waits to see what those 11 interest rate hikes since March of last year is doing to the overall economy.
U.S. officials confirmed to ABC News that Israeli forces are pumping seawater into some of the underground tunnels used by Hamas in Gaza. The humanitarian crisis also growing in Gaza, with nearly 2 million displaced or unable to flee. A federal judge has issued a two-week temporary restraining order against the NCAA that barred college athletes from playing immediately after transferring a second time. Those athletes can now return to competition until a hearing later this month. This is ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. 109 people were killed as a result of domestic violence between 2018 and 2022 in Utah. But the numbers fail to tell you about the people behind those numbers. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell teamed up with Deseret News reporter Kyle Dunphy to go beyond the numbers. This report has some details that might be difficult to listen to.
Lindsay is a mother of three from Utah County.
He held a gun to his head and told me that if I really felt like he did nothing as a husband and a father, that he would just pull the trigger. And I remember.
She's recounting the first time her ex-husband became physically violent.
He took our youngest and he locked himself in his gun room with her, and I could hear him telling her that she was never going to see me again. And I didn't know what to do. Like,
after he was arrested, he became what's called a restricted person, which means he's not allowed to have firearms.
I knew that they were still in his possession, and he would always told me, like, I'll go bury them in the mountains or I'll sign them over to someone else. And so I remember asking my victim's advocate, like, what now? Because now my kids are going to have to go over there, and I know he has these guns. And she's like, well, it's too much of a risk, so we don't make them turn them in. They can voluntarily turn them in, or if they get caught with them, then they're in trouble. And I was like, cool. So I just have to send my kids there knowing he has all these weapons. And unless he gets caught with them, there's nothing they will do about it.
Can you call the police on him?
I could.
Hey, this is a restricted person with guns?
They would have to catch him using them, is what I've been told.
Sergeant Spencer Cannon of the Utah County Sheriff's Office explains the difficulty around this.
With any case, you have to have a really reasonable suspicion to be able to conduct an investigation. If we have somebody that we believe may be involved because one person said, and we say, well, did you see the guns in their possession? If they are a witness and says they are, that might make it so that we can move forward with an investigation. But if somebody just suspects that someone has them, we've got to have more than just a hunch.
109 people were murdered in domestic violence-related incidents between 2018 and 2022. 59 of them were killed with a firearm. 18 of those were committed by a restricted person. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
Tomorrow, Hugo will have part two of this series with details on how lawmakers and advocates are working to end domestic violence and save lives in Utah. KSL News Time, 1249. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And here's Len Thomas.
It works a lot better when you put your glasses on instead of your sunglasses. I put those on. But it's looking pretty good out there when we focus in on what's going on. And the traffic flow is very nice. Still that crash down on Highway 6 near the Tie Fork rest area. Still slowing in both directions. There's really no other way to go unless you want to go on I-70. It'd take you an hour and a half longer, though. And otherwise, we're in good shape. A little slowing at Stansbury Park as you work your way northbound on Main Street toward Lake Point. Western Nut Company Holiday Gift Centers are located in Layton Hills, Newgate in Ogden, the shops at Southtown in Sandy, Fashion Place Mall in Murray, and University Place in Orem. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Glad you're seeing clearly now, Len.
Thank you.
KSL 7-day forecast. We've got inklings of hope for change by the end of this 7-day period. We're going sunny skies today, hazy 43. Mostly sunny with haze 44 on your Thursday. As we work into Friday and Saturday, high pressure right overhead, so we'll likely see the haze, mostly clear to partly cloudy skies. Upper 40s into Sunday, 46, mostly sunny skies. Then we introduce some clouds as some storms are moving into California. As we get into Monday and Tuesday, that's our hope for change. Hopefully some of those storms make their way in late next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Hazy sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 45 degrees. A 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. The Dow on a trajectory to break a record this afternoon if it closes this high. Right now it's up nearly 400 points. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
If you have a water heater, I'm about to save you $100. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and a lot of people don't realize that water heaters need annual maintenance. You can do it yourself, or you can leave it to a plumber. And today, Wednesday, December 13th, Any Hour Services is having a surprise one-day sale for KSL listeners. Normally, we charge $149 to flush and service your water heater. But if you call today and mention this ad, we'll tune up your water heater for only $49. That's a $100 savings. Call Any Hour Services right now at 801-443-7400. Manufacturers say annual maintenance can help your water heater last longer, produce hot water faster, and our plumbers service all brands. 801-443-7400. If it's been over a year since you've had your water heater flushed and serviced, call Any Hour Services right now. While you're thinking about it, lock in this $100 savings and schedule your $49 water heater tune-up today. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
If you're like me, you've probably lost weight a couple of times in your life, maybe more than a couple.
Yeah.
I think I did every kind of weight loss program there was. And the problem was I'd lose weight, yeah, and then I'd gain it right back and usually more than I had lost in the first place. And I'd wind up feeling like I just wasted all that money for what?
Mm-hmm.
Then I finally, in my late 50s, did the SOTA weight loss program. S-O-T-A stands for state of the art. Yes, I lost the weight and it came off fast, 34 pounds. But the cool thing is that was 2 years ago and I still have the weight off.
Well, and here's the reason why. It's not a fad thing.
Right.
You're not counting calories. You're not taking appetite suppressants. My daughter found it so easy to do because they teach you a different way to look at food and you're never feeling like you're out there, you know, on a limb on your own because you have a nutritionist who's there every step of the way. I'm sure they can help you too, just like they helped my daughter lose 42 pounds. Go to SOTAweightloss.com. It's spelled S-O-T-A. Think Tim and Amanda. SOTA Weight Loss is state of the art.
Let's get together for Christmas. Let's take our time and make new memories.
From everyone at Shields, we hope you enjoy the gift of family and friends this holiday season. It's a special time to get together with those you love to make new memories. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us at Shields.
Imagine how inconvenient your life would be without power. No lights, no refrigeration, no heating or cooling, and no electronics. But with a Generac home standby generator, you'll have the power when you need it most. Generac generators automatically provide backup after sensing a power outage, so your life goes on uninterrupted. Schedule a free quote today with Genco Generators, your premier Generac service dealer in Utah. Call 801-295-0872 or online at gencogenerators.net.
Getting help with plumbing repairs is easier than you think.
All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time 1254. Nearly all Teslas are currently under recall over concerns about the autopilot technology. ABC's Mike DeBusky has details.
Tesla says it has a moral obligation to continue improving its safety systems. In a statement, the electric vehicle maker says there is incontrovertible data that shows autopilot is saving lives. 2 million Teslas are being recalled over worries the technology doesn't have enough safeguards to ensure drivers aren't misusing it. Tesla is offering a software update that it says will fix the issue.
This comes after a 2-year investigation by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration into a series of crashes that happened while the autopilot feature was in use. Watching Utah's Money, Netflix released a transparent report of what people watched on the streaming service during a 6-month period. The report measures the hours viewed for every title and subscriber engagement numbers. Going forward, Netflix is going to publish this kind of report twice a year. Someone won the second largest lottery prize in U.S. history, and we have no idea who it was. The $1.7 billion ticket was sold to someone in a small town 70 miles from Los Angeles. The winner has a year to come forward to reap the rewards of the Powerball jackpot. Airbnb is paying over $600 million to settle a lawsuit over unpaid taxes in Italy. Italian prosecutors say the company owes hundreds of millions of dollars in short-term rental taxes that it failed to pay on behalf of Italian Airbnb hosts. And taking a look at your money at this moment, right now, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, all up more than 1%. The Dow's up 396 points, sitting at 36,974. S&P 500 up by 56, and the NASDAQ's up by 180 points. An old art form meeting some new tech to help even more people enjoy it.
A trip to the opera can fill you with emotion when you hear it, but what about when you're hearing challenged? Enter the Sound Shirt, developed by Brad Dunn at the Lyric Opera in Chicago.
It takes the music and turns it into physical sensations so they can feel it on their body.
The music is processed and sent to more than 24 tiny motors throughout the shirt, which actually processes the sound in real time.
So they can read the titles or watch the ASL interpreter tell the story.
You put on the shirt, you enjoy the music. Sherry Preston, ABC News.